This podcast is brought to you by Team Hochberg. We have to get that out of the way. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, give us a call. We offer substantial discounts to all first responders, military, and teachers. So we have a special Behind the Badge Illinois podcast. We've got the fine folks from the, I want to make sure I get this right, the Illinois Police Officer Memorial. We hope to not have something like this, but unfortunately we have to. It is in honor of the men and women who serve as officers throughout the great state of Illinois who lost their lives. And there is a memorial down in Springfield that I would probably guess 98% of the people in Illinois have no idea that it's there, which is a shame. And we are here to bring awareness and hopefully drive some more attendance to the event down, I believe, which is coming up in May. And I will turn it over to Kirk and Chief Byrd to make the introductions of this wonderful panel down in Bloomington, Illinois today.
Yeah, Chief Byrd. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on here today. Kirk Bergman from O'Fallon, Illinois, and a member of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police Executive Board here. One of our committees is the Illinois State Police, the Illinois Police Officers Memorial. And they do a huge amount of work just to recognize not only the officers, but the families of those fallen officers and offer support to them. And we've got four of them on the committee here, and they do a huge amount of prep work every year in advance of what is coming up as Peace Officers Memorial Day. And they do that in Springfield. It'll be in May this year. So they're here. They're sitting around a table in Bloomington, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves and what they where they come from and some of their background real quick. So
I'm Kim Sussman. I retired from the Illinois State Police, and now I am the president of the Illinois Chapter of Concerns of Police Survivors. And our 501c3 charity just assists families and departments of law enforcement officers when they get killed in the line of duty. And we work very closely with the Illinois Police Officers Memorial and help them plan their committees or help them plan their services. And that's a little bit about me. So.
Yeah, I'm Dave Johnson. I'm retired from the Simon County Sheriff's Department. I'm the president of the Illinois Police Officer Memorial Committee and been president since 2007. We maintain the Illinois Police Officer Memorial in Springfield on the southwest corner of the Capitol grounds, which was given to us by then Secretary of State Jim Edgar and State Representative Judy Bartopinka as that corner for the police memorial to go. About 8 or 9 years ago, we underwent about a $450,000 renovation of the memorial where we added the walls to it. We take care of the ceremony. The night before, we have a reception, and we pay for two rooms for each of the newly to be honored families for that year. We also distribute checks to the families that night. And the thing is, there is absolutely no taxpayer money involved in any of this for the police officer memorial.
All right. Next in the room.
I'm Steve Neubauer. I'm a retired chief from Elmhurst and Tinley Park, and I am the Chiefs Association representative on the Police Officer Memorial Committee. I've been doing this since 1999 on the committee. And it's just our mission is just to honor those who have died in the line of duty. The memorial down in Springfield currently has about 1,200 names on it. 1,200 Illinois officers lost their lives in the line of duty to gunfire, traffic accidents, disease they acquired on the job. And our mission is that they never be forgotten. Their sacrifice never is forgotten. And so we do this on a yearly basis with a service memorial and maintaining that capital memorials so people can come by and honor those officers that have given the sacrifice.
And last but not least,
I'm Steve Weatherford, retired police officer. I was with Elmhurst and then the Illinois Commerce Commission Police. And I serve as an alternate to Steve for the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, representative to the committee.
How long has this memorial been around? You said Edgar, right? Was he Secretary of State at the time, or was he governor at the time?
At the time that we started looking into building the memorial was around 1984, and he was Secretary of State then, and the actual physical memorial was dedicated in October of 1986, I believe.
Right.
Well, that's pretty quick in Illinois government time, right? I mean that's like,
well, the government had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Maybe that's why it was warp speed.
Yeah. All they had to do was approve the architect's drawing of the statue, because it has to go through the architectural committee at the Capitol before anything can be done. And so once that got approval, and with the Secretary of State behind us and then governor and representatives behind it, it went really quick.
Dave, you've been around a long time, right? You've been a cop for since the 80s.
36 years now.
Do you have any of your men and women that you served, unfortunately, on that wall, Bud?
Yeah, we do. With the Illinois State Police, unfortunately, we have numerous names on the wall. Like I said, in 2019, we have four troopers added to the wall alone in 1 year. And Kim, you know, is retired ISP. She knows exactly, you know, the impact that was had that year with Illinois State Police, CPD alone. There's some years where they have had numerous names added to the wall in 1 year. So it's one of the most, you know, I don't think it's talked about enough. I think you said that, Dave. It's the job that they do is so impactful for the families. And Kirk brought up the families earlier, and it's also their police family as well. We lost some close friends. I know personally, we've had some losses with the Illinois State Police. They were good friends of ours. We know them. We knew their families. And when you get this opportunity like the Illinois Police Memorial has to every year make an impact to the family and to the officers who lost friends and loved ones, it's so important. And if you ever get a chance to go down there, Dave, I don't know if you've ever been, take the opportunity and go down there. You'll see how impactful the memorial and the actual event is for each family member and the officers that attend. It's definitely something that you should attend if you get an opportunity to.
Just to add on top of that, if you've been down there before we put the walls up, you know, all it was just the two officers on the pedestal. Well, now we've got the walls up, and I've heard, other members of the committee have heard, and I know Kim's people have also heard, that with the walls there, when you walk into that memorial, it's like a peaceful feeling comes over you because it's more enclosed now, and you feel more at one with the memorial and what it means. And finally, we've started having people leave their yellow roses on the memorial, notes like you see out the National. And so when we added that, we've been getting a lot of good feedback of what it means to the families and the other officers when they go in into that enclosed space now instead of out in the open.
Is there a special significance to that yellow flower? The color, or is that just what people have been doing and it's stuck?
Our signature is a yellow rose. And so on the day of the memorial, we buy like 20, 30 dozen yellow roses that are thornless. And everyone who comes into the church for the church service gets a yellow rose handed to them to carry throughout the rest of the service.
So when is the memorial this year? And what are the, if you just want to go down for the day, right? So if I'm available, I'd never heard of it. And this is, I support law enforcement. That's why we're doing the podcast here. And the chiefs will tell you that I'm all in. So when I say something, I'm going to do it. If I don't have anything going on that day, I'm going down to Springfield. What is it that I should be interested in making the trek down to Springfield? What is the day like? Did I break up?
Our ceremony is always the first Thursday in May. We don't go by a date. So this year it's May 7th. Our host hotel is a Northfield Inn in Springfield, Illinois. We have a block of rooms at a discount. So what happens is Wednesday night, we have a reception, and that's the first time the names are read for that year's honorees. And we have a plated meal, dinner for everybody. Everyone's invited to it. And then the next morning, I have four buses leased, and these are the nice coach buses. And they will leave the Northfield right around 7:30. And those buses are always under police escort and all the families, because where we go, there's really not any parking, and it's just safer for us to transport everybody on the buses. The first stop is the Cathedral Immaculate Conception, where we have an interfaith service. We have the bagpipers there, and they're playing as the families enter. We have the procession of the squad cars from the officers that come in. And we get there before they do so that the families can see those squad cars pull in. Once we're done there, then we go to the Capitol, where we have the service there. And during that service, we have honor guards posted. We have honor guards there to help people that may need help. They'll push a baby stroller if somebody shows up so that their parents don't have to worry. They can concentrate on what's going on around them. We have speakers, usually the politicians, and then Illinois cops are kind enough to get volunteers for us so that we have speakers, and I'll let Kim talk about that here in a minute. But we want people speaking from the heart that are going through this. So during that service, we also present a plaque to each of the family. And if their parents are there, the parents get a plaque of remembrance. It's got the officer's name and end of watch date on it. And while those are presented, after those are done, then we have the combined pipes and drums playing Amazing Grace. After that, we have a 21-gun salute, which during right after that, each of the families are presented with three empty shell casings in a bag. And then that's pretty well the end of the service then. Somebody else can speak to what it means when they hear all this, but
If you couldn't if you couldn't go down on the 6th and do the dinner and take the buses, and you just wanted to go to the service at the Capitol, what time does all of that start? You know, for the people that are in the area in central and southern Illinois, just want to drive up for the day and attend the memorial service.
The problem is there's no parking at the Capitol with all the renovation going on and everything. So we always recommend, if you want to come for the day and you want to see what's going on, you can always come to the Northfield and get on the bus.
Got it.
No one is going to park any closer than that bus does. I think the furthest they walk is around the corner and a quarter of a block to get into the church. When we get to the Capitol, they're within, 100, 200 feet of the memorial itself. No one will get there any closer than those buses. And then if you're on the bus and you come back, we also have a luncheon immediately after the service for the put a little food in if you want to before you go home. But we always recommend the bus. And you don't have to stay at the Northfield to get on the bus. You can just come and get on the bus.
Just meet everybody at the Northfield. So
interfaith service starts at 9:30, right? Usually?
Yes.
9:30 a.m. And then usually after the service, which lasts about an hour
at the Capitol.
Yeah.
11 a.m. Exactly 11 a.m.
11 a.m. at the Capitol. So
I have walked from the cathedral to the Capitol. I think it's like 6 blocks. If somebody was just driving up for the day, ideally it would be to take the bus, go to the Northfield and take the bus. But if somebody just wanted to zip in and zip out, there a couple blocks north, there is a parking deck, and I've walked it. If the weather's good, if the weather's not so good, you probably don't want to do that.
Then you only have to go around the corner of the library.
It's true.
Yeah, so it's always outside, Dave, out at the Capitol, right next to the memorial, with the exception if we have some inclement weather and they move it into the state library. And the state library is pretty big, but we pack a lot of people in there. It's pretty powerful to see everybody all packed in there together, you know, showing support for those families. And I think as a chief, you know, it's really important to me to know that this is there, that we have this out there, and it's there for our families and for our officers. So that way they see it and they know that if something were to happen to them, the worst case scenario, obviously, that people will be there to take care of their families. Cause I think that's the biggest concern from any police officer. They don't necessarily care what happens to them. You know, is somebody going to be there to take care of their families? Is someone going to be there to remember them, to make sure that our families are taken care of? And that's what this committee, that's what this memorial signifies to the people that are working. So it's dual. It's not only just for the families that who've lost people, but it's just that backup that the officers know now, hey, if this something happens to me, there's going to be people here that are going to take care of us. So it's very comforting as a chief to know that.
I'd like to add, it's ideal to come down because you get the full effect. But we we've done Facebook live.
Yeah, we do a live stream now.
Yeah.
Of the service.
So that is an option if you can't make it down.
Pay-per-view.
You don't get off your motion.
But when you talk about helping the families, Kim organization, that's the family organization, and she could probably fill you in on what they do for the families also.
Yeah. So again, it's not my organization. It's just an organization that I became involved in 2006. Lost my first coworker May 12th of 2006, and then learned about this organization and didn't know a lot about it. And I was like, what is this organization? And just seeing the passion that these people have for taking care of families, I went all in, I guess. And I will say time and time again that it did save me personally. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. So our organization, what we do is we are all about taking care of survivors, and we, with the generous donation, I will say this, of this committee, we are able to assist our families when they not only attend the memorial also, but Police Week. COPS offers weekends and camps that our family members can go to free of charge to them, because our COPS chapter will financially assist them. And so we are in it for a lifetime. We don't have, there's no term limit, so to speak. So we try to stay in contact with our survivors, because that's what it's all about. Just telling those survivors and hooking them up with other survivors and just letting them know they're not the only ones, how they, you know, feeling this way. And grief comes in all stages, right? And so we are blessed to be part of this organization, and we're blessed to have these families and be involved with their lives. And kind of just to backtrack, our speakers at the memorial, we typically just have family members that are very passionate about their story, and we love other people to hear their story. So we always just provide some family speakers. That's a qualification, I think, that, you know, you have to have someone that's lived through it, the highs, the lows. And that eventually it may take some time, but I do think they can eventually find joy again in their life. So,
you guys mentioned earlier.
I spoke last year. It was a hot mess, but but I got through it. So
You did great, Jim. And you spoke from the heart, Jim, and you did a great job. And like I said, it's tough. I mean, like you said, you got emotional. Just there speaking about it, it is tough. I mean, you know, I put a trooper in a body bag in 2019. It was, you know, it was tough. And, you know, zipping up those body bags for people that you know, people who wear your uniform, or, you know, people who gave the ultimate sacrifice, is hard. And you, And then you have to go back and you have to talk to officers and, you know, hey, look, you know, there's a shift to be worked right then and there, you know, and you have to have those officers have to go back to work. And we are in a profession where we're just not allowed to take days off. And that's the hard part about it. And, you know, and like I said, Kim's Association is fantastic, Dave. You know, one of the things that I did with the state police when it came to our honor guard, we put a lot of money into that unit. It's probably one of the most important units within the Illinois State Police that people don't talk about. You know, they give families, this is going to probably be their last memory or exposure with the police department, and you have to put your best foot forward and make sure that those officers who have paid the ultimate sacrifice are remembered on that day. And then the Illinois Police Memorial assures that their memory is everlasting and internal. And that's why these units and these organizations are so important to law enforcement, Dave.
Hey, Dave, where do you get your funding from?
Our funding is now twofold that we get. One is the Illinois Police Officer Memorial license plates. We get funding from that. And about 5 years or so ago now, the four police organizations, it was us, the FOP, I know I forget somebody, the Gold Star Families, the Chicago, forget the other one, are now and
Chiefs
with the lottery tickets. So they changed that. There are now 10 charitable organizations which split the proceeds of a ticket, and we're one of those 10 now. They combined instead of just the four police, it became that. So that's where our funding comes from. Like I said, every once in a while we'll get a donation from a family that would like for us to use it to honor other families. But the bulk of our money comes from those plates and from the lottery tickets. I think I can say we spend upwards of $80,000 a year on our ceremony. This year we're giving a $10,000 check to the families. This year's honorees, we have the buses, we have the rooms, we have the food, the sound systems that we pay for and everything. So we've made good investments over the year. We've taken care of the statue. The statue's paid for. The renovation is paid for. It's self-insured. And once we got all that done and still have money in the bank, that's when we started making donations to the Illinois Cops Associate and also to the 100 Club of Illinois each year, that now we can start doing some good for other people who do good. Ours is like, it's that one day that we honor those officers. The 100 Club and Illinois Cops, they do this all year round. So we wanted to help support them also.
So those personalized license plates or the specialty plates through the state of Illinois, you get all that money?
$21. You pay extra for the specialty plate, and that's what we get. So we get that.
And how much is generated a year from that? I mean, that's just such a simple thing that people can do when ordering a license
plate. Yeah, we get quarterly checks, and part of that I think is through the plates and also through the lottery tickets. Just yesterday, I put a check in the bank for $40,591.
Damn.
And then that'll get invested. And, you know, this is all public record, so I don't think I'm giving away any company secrets or anything.
No, it's not.
But so we want people to play the lottery, right? Play the lottery, get some license plates.
Buy the license plates, yes. Also, some of the money we donate goes to scholarships for cops and for the 100 Club. We were going to do our own scholarship thing, and it's just for these poor surviving families, more forms to fill out. So they have up and running scholarship programs. So we make a donation to that, which is helpful to the family. And one of the things, a little different topic, starting last year, we now have at the memorial section for canines that
passed in the line of duty, which surprisingly to all of us was there's a lot of them, the working dogs that actually die from heat exhaustion when they're out on a track or whatever, or get hit by cars and all these unfortunate things. So we honor them because the canines protect all of us. And it's kind of a unique situation, but I don't know if there's any other memorials that do that. But
there's a specific canine memorial somewhere in Northern Illinois that we heard about. I don't know where it's at, but we did our research and we put 20 canine names on their own section of the wall last year.
Dave, do you want to talk about the founding organizations and the startup money?
We had five founding organizations. Help me out if I forget. The FOP, the Chiefs, the PBPA, and the Sheriff's Association.
You got them.
And what they did when we first started, I've been part of the committee since 1984. I started as the Honor Guard coordinator for the state, for all the Honor Guards that participated in the memorial service. And they each donated $500 a year to put the memorial on. And then we sold merchandise, which also helped. So we had an operating budget of maybe $4,000 a year to put this memorial on. And that's before the statute. Dave Watkins, who was the director of the Secretary of State Police at the time, him and I think some of the other ones took out personal loans to build the memorial statue when it was built. And then those were retired as money came into the memorial committee. So from when we started, there was hardly any recognition for families. There were a couple of speakers, and then the names were read. And I can tell you, as an Honor Guard member standing on the granite out there, I timed it one time. It took a half hour to read the names because every name was read every year until the memorial was built, and then they were read one last time. So that was basically the service. They had a church service in the church catty corner from the Capitol, and then we went over to the Capitol, did that. Then things started changing. We got the license plates. We started getting a little bit of money. As we got the money, now our focus started turning towards the families also. We wanted to honor the officers, but we also need to honor the families. It's the family that allows us to go out every day and do what we do and leave them at home. So they deserve recognition also for the, because they've made the same sacrifice as everybody else has made. Yep. They've lost somebody that they love that they're not going to see again. And so we started taking that into heart. And it evolved from that $4,000 or so to put it on to what I said a few minutes ago, to around $80,000 a year to put it on now.
Is there something, as we try to wrap this up, you know, we'd like to keep these podcasts about 30 to 40 minutes here. This is the 40th anniversary, right, of the actual statue. Oh, that was last year. I thought you guys said you put the statue up in 86 or no?
Yeah, but the memorial has been there, has been going since 85. So the ceremony. So it's not the 40th. It'll be the 40th anniversary for the statue itself.
Yeah.
But the actual ceremony has been going for 40 years.
For over 40 years. So in closing, and I'll throw it to the Chiefs to say something, to wrap it up. What you had mentioned earlier, I don't know if it was on air or off air, about the attendance has been declining. And what is it that you want to part with to let everybody know to get down there and show respect for these men and women that gave their lives, you know, protecting us while they were serving, on duty? As police officers throughout the entire state of Illinois.
I would just like to say when I was chief, I would bring new officers with me, and you can tell people, explain there's a memorial, and yeah. When you stand there and you see a widow or little children or a mother and father who are being honored crying, knowing that their lives have changed forever, that is so impactful. And for the young officers,
the message is we're here to support our friends, and you need to take care of yourself. You need to wear that vest. You need to wear a seatbelt. You need to take this jab dead damn seriously, because we are playing for keeps here. And that's what officers need to see in person.
The best thing I've seen down there is Chicago PD always brings their recruit class to this. And every once in a while, I have a chance to speak to them. I said, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This happens. The state police used to bring their recruit class also to it. But I think it's unfortunate that sometimes we see departments there only because they've lost an officer that year. A lot of departments don't have the continued support of sending an officer down there when we're a family and the family sticks together. I know there's been a lot of budget constraints and everything else, but when we went to D.C. and our sheriff was kind of browsing about the gas, I said, boss, we'd be using that gas if that car was on patrol here. So you're not saving a lot. So to send one or two guys down in a car, even for the day, is minimal compared to the big picture of what a department spends. And I personally would like to see more departments there, because this is real. Not just because you've lost somebody, but because the department next to you lost somebody. Right. Or the next county over lost somebody. We need to honor them no matter where they come from.
Support them.
Yeah.
So Chief Brugman, how far away from Springfield are you?
About an hour and 15 minutes. Yep.
All right.
So we'll be there, and we'll have our honor guard, and they will be there. Our honor guard has been participating in this since we've had an honor guard, and they participate, and they walk in the somewhat of a parade from the interfaith service to the Capitol and stand there. And I've been going for several years now as a chief. I'm a little embarrassed that I had not been going prior to being a chief. We had always sent people, but it wasn't me. I've been trying to carry the torch down in Southern Illinois to some of the other chiefs to say, let's go. Let's take, you know, our jobs are not that important. We can take a morning or an afternoon off to show our support for the rest of the community out there. And it speaks volumes when you look around the church, when you look around the grounds there where the ceremony is, and you see all the different uniforms, and then you see even the legislators. You know, when the legislators will walk out, they'll take their lunch and they'll come out here and they'll stand out there and support our police. So we'd love to see cops out there. We'd love to see the public and come out. You know, you don't have to get dressed up or anything like that. Just come on out and show your support for police. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to the families. Appreciate it.
Chief Byrd.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, unfortunately, one of the issues you have is that, you know, agencies who have not had a, in the line of duty death, you know, it doesn't affect them, that they don't feel that impact. So, you know, and trying to get to express to those agencies, hey, you should send some of your personnel down to support the families that have. It's been tough. You know, you talk to chiefs who, and you say, hey, Illinois Associate Chiefs of Police, we put that message out all the time. Hey, you know, send some people down for the memorial. I've been going for years, of course, with the state police, and, you know, here at DeKalb, thank God we're blessed that we haven't had in the line of duty death. But at the end of the day, personally, I'm like, hey, I take a guy with me. Hey, just jump in the squad, man. You go on with me. You know, it's an opportunity for us to talk. You know, it's a couple hour drive. We can share some experiences. I get to know them better, and then they get to experience it. So every year I'll just grab another person who hasn't been and say, hey, you're jumping in, we're rolling. So those are the type of things that you could do to at least increase the participation from other agencies. Hopefully they see you doing it, they'll do it. So we just got to keep pushing agencies to attend. It's a work in progress. I hate to hear the attendance has been a little bit low. You can see it in certain circumstances. I know I've been on, like I said, several times. Sometimes you can tell when the attendance is low, and it does kind of make you feel a little certain kind of way about it all. So, you know, we got to keep pushing. So,
well, you got my word that on my show on Saturday on WGN, if you guys email me some information or I'll get it from AJ at the organization, I'll plug the hell out of it and I'll make it a point to be down there on the 7th to witness it and take it in and of them, you know, myself. Now, when it falls on May 5th, that's my anniversary. So I just want to let you know right now that there's no shot that my wife is going to allow that. So in all due respect, I just want to come clean. But right now to say that's not happening or else I'll be talking with a divorce attorney.
But so, right now on the 4th, you get a free meal out of it.
Dave, if you come down on the 7th, I'll let you take me to lunch.
Oh, that's such a deal.
You're welcome.
IllinoisPoliceMemorial.org, right?
Yes.
It's dot org. Okay, and I will get the information from AJ, and I'll just start plugging it all the month of April leading up to the dinner on the 6th and the event on the 7th. How's that? Is that a fair deal there, guys?
Thank you.
All right. And one more time, any closing thoughts, Kim, Dave, or the Steves?
I think one thing that goes a long way, both these organizations, all of the members are volunteer. There is no pay or compensation for what we do to put this on. And for Kim, you know, doing everything they do throughout the year. So it is about the mission for us.
Well, that's awesome. And we appreciate all your time and effort. Never forget. And we appreciate all your time and effort and bringing this awareness to the fine folks that watch this podcast and bringing it to me so I can promote it on my show on WGN. And we appreciate you guys taking the time. Once again, this is Kim, Dave, Steve, and Steve from the Illinois Police Officer Memorial Committee. The event is on May 7th down in Springfield. There's a hotel. Is the Northfield, is that the name of the hotel, Dave?
Yes, the Northfield Inn.
The Northfield Inn in Springfield. It's in Springfield?
Yes.
Okay. There are rooms. Mention the Illinois Police Officer Memorial for discounted rooms. There's 4 buses the next morning at 7:30 that leaves the hotel. We'll take you to a interfaith ceremony at a church and then bus you over to the Capitol for the ceremony and then back to the Northfield for a little lunch before everybody gets in their cars and goes home. So thanks for watching. This has been another episode of Behind the Badge, Illinois, and we appreciate taking the time to watch and learn something new about the Illinois Police Memorial.